This recording, Montana 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kite, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," what Sarah thought was an odd voice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered either her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. While I was growing up, lived in the country, was raised riding horses. The rodeo life, I believe, is just something that's really strong here. It's changed a lot from when I was younger. A lot of people do love the rodeos, the saddle bronc. Back when I was younger, alcohol was really, was something like it was supposed to be part of the life. And there would be, you know, fights and stuff like that, especially at the ending of the rodeos. And then as we got older, and our kids grew up, our kids didn't quite grow up into the rodeo life. I have a nephew that is rodeoing right now. My son did for a while until Indian Relays came alive. In the Indian Relays, I believe, in a lot of ways, took over the rodeos. A lot of people like going to those more than anything. The Indian Relay is like where they have 6 teams, 3 horses involved. One holds the horse, one holds the other horse that they come, it's like a race is what it is. And the one holding the horse, that guy jumps off his horse, and then he jumps onto the other horse that this other guy's holding. And you can see some really crazy accidents. And they just keep doing that until their last horse. They even have an Indian lady relay. I had a niece that relayed a long time for the calf bossers, right? Because they were really into Indian relays. My nephew was just a little tiny guy, and they actually were riding it. They even have, like, little kids' games, and they're all to do with, you know, they put him on this buffalo hide, and then they drag him around, and it's really exciting to watch. Let's say I love the action rodeos, and that's like the saddle ground, the bareback riding, the bull riding, the calf riding. There is really a lot of ropers. Ropers have now, I would say, dominated the rodeo world. I like it. It's not, I mean, you know, it's not as like when you somebody's riding and you're like, yeah, and then the barrel racing and the calf riding. They have sheep riding. Some rodeos will have sheep, and that's when they'll put, like my grandson rode on it, 3. Surprisingly, he stayed all the way, and he didn't even want to get off the sheet. They just hang on, either with one hand or both hands.